Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know, school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, man, this is gravy, man.
This is gravy, yeah. It's no advisory. We back, man. It's recharge. It's the boy next door, the dude from school, the jerk at work, the motherfucking creative factotum with the scrotum, Patty! With my man's right here with the nice cut and it shaves around, ball fade. Let him know what it is, nigga.
It's your man's Mookie, rock star comedian in the world. Not just the city, but the world. It's your man's
world, Craig.
And I am Chocolate Diamond, a.k.a. Shy, a.k.a. Charlotte's favorite BBW.
Yeah.
One time for P-Fan. Again, I don't have no long-ass intros like my co-host here, but, you know, when you hear one time, what that mean, we in here.
And we in this bitch, man. We got a goddamn good show for you, you know what I mean? An organic show for you, a COVID-free show for you, my fucking ass. Virtual, it's a lot of shit going on. They had the verses just recently, the Rick Ross and then Snoop Dogg thing. We're gonna talk about that shit going on in Beirut and all the rest of the motherfucking world. The postmaster acting up, Trump, all this other shit, swap shit popping off. But first, we gonna get to the word of the day, man. Tell them what it is, man. Educate the folk.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Is it all right if I do a couple words today?
You can do a couple.
It's time for the word today, man. I had to get a hype, though. I got a couple words today.
But first
word of the day, y'all, man. Add this in y'all vocabulary. Feeking.
Feeking.
Feeking. I'm going to spell it for you. F-E-C-U-N-D. Feeking.
Think.
Nobody knows what that means.
Feeking. No, ain't never heard that.
I never heard fecal matter.
It got to do something with fecal matter, don't it?
Nah. You way off. It's actually... Remind me a lot of females. It's intellectually productive or fruitful, capable of producing vegetation or offspring.
Oh wow.
I like how you said it reminds you of females. So yeah. I I'm ficking to go outside.
Yeah. Something
like that, yeah. Or you're like thinking to get fucked. Talking about all that productiveness and all that, all them seeds and shit, niggas. Like, procreation and stuff.
Like Mookie, he's our man. If he can do it, no one can.
Or feet can. Feet can.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Oh, shit. I like that. That word of the day. What's the other joint, dog?
Word of the day, yeah. Add this to y'all dictionaries. It ain't out yet. You can Google the motherfucker, though, but it's WAP.
Googly, moogly.
Googly.
That's the new one.
W-A-P, WAP.
WAP.
It's actually an acronym standing for wet ass pussy.
Wet ass pussy.
Oh, WAP, WAP,
yeah,
WAP.
Yeah, Cardi
WAP,
B and Megan Thee Stallion just dropped WAP a couple days ago, just debuted. And the world is going crazy, man.
Nigga, get here and clean up this WAP.
That WAP, that man. Hey, somebody lying, though.
Somebody lying.
Everybody got some WAP nowadays, but I'm like, somebody lying. Somebody got some DAP.
Somebody
got some DAP.
Some DAP.
Give me some DAP.
Some DAP, yeah. Some bitches got some gleeks. They got some gleeks, you know.
Dry ass pussy.
You know, you bite your goddamn
I really want to know. Okay, so, they saying it's like all pussies the same. Okay, you can say that it's not because of DAP and WAP, right? But I'm trying not to be nasty.
Man, you need it's no advisory.
All pussy is not made equally.
All pussy don't matter.
It really don't.
Hell no, bitch. Dick don't matter. The fuck?
When you say that, you mean like all dick don't matter? Like,
because
yeah, it's not
I'm
good,
thinking
right?
that all pussy gets wet. Yeah, there's right. no such thing. I mean, I think
some ladies
when you
I've
get
heard,
older,
okay,
when you get older,
before,
but
there's
but
no
dry,
such thing as bad pussy. You just need a second opinion,
right?
I've heard that before.
Oh, it's not God. Bad pussy. Okay, I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's the pussy that it's like when you in like everybody pussy got that initial.
flow, like slack. Oh, okay, I'm excited. This is like boom. That's that initial flow. But some bitches' warranties run out. You know how you got, sometimes you got coverage for 60 months, you know, your whole term, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you only got it for 36 months, you know what I'm saying? 24 months. Some of them only, they water flow only be for about 36 to 60 strokes, and then the shit kind of, the lubrication levels drop low in the motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And you start smelling the condom burning and shit. You're like, oh, shit. Yeah. Niggas doing donuts in the pussy.
Okay, so flag. It's rubber burning. So flag. Like, so flag. You don't so really. Flag, so flag. So flag. How you know something wrong with her pussy, but your dick just might be whack?
So you ain't doing right. So,
Your dick just might be whack.
No, like,
the way your stroke game is, you irritating the fuck out of me.
But
so
what,
my
if
shit
I, what if somebody already told you, though? What
hold
if somebody
on,
already
hold on, wait a minute. No. My shit drying up because you're no longer turning me on, nigga. You're turning me the fuck off because what you're doing is not working for my vagina. How about that? Why gotta be something wrong with her? How about that?
And it very well could happen.
Okay.
It very well could
niggas
happen.
Love saying because her shit dry. Something wrong with her, nigga. Your dick whack.
Okay, but however, there's both sides. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
two
ain't nobody.
Every story.
It's both sides exist. That's what we saying. And the side is, the song is Wet Ass Pussy, not Whack Ass Dick. So we're talking
I
about
do, I do, like, I do like a wet ass dick, though. I do like a wet dick.
I'm just saying.
I like wet dick. Like, the pre cum, I love the pre cum. I get excited when.
That's slippery meat.
Slippery meat.
I love it when I see the. You know, a little bit of pre-cum, just, you know, oozing out. And I just, real quick, you know.
Get it up?
Yeah.
Proud of you, too.
Jesus Christ.
I'm proud of Nicki. I'm proud of Cardi B. She said, come park this Big Mac truck inside this
little
garage.
Yeah.
I said, that she nasty, and I'm proud of her.
Such that little dangly thing in the back of my throat.
I have somebody viewing my live that said, oh yeah, that's true. It be super whack if it dry up fast.
No.
Yeah.
No. But a lot of dudes like to go in and out. That causes air. So when your dick gets dry, it keeps going in. It's like
and
a towel going into
my
a
juice,
wet.
Nigga?
So sometimes
you
are causing the girl to get dry because of
this
the constant
condom.
Air.
Nah, I just take the condom off and I'm like,
yeah,
I got to hype.
If that happens, then we got to go to plan B.
He got
to
hype the...
Yeah, it's like hyping the black.
You gotta hype it. You gotta
hype it.
The
black. You gotta
hype it.
You gotta take the filter off.
Shout out to 42 Doug. I gotta hype it.
You gotta take the filter out out of that pussy, and then you gotta put it back in. You know what I'm saying? Just straight tobacco. It's a tobacco dick. Just put the straight. And if you
that's
did it right,
that's why you gotta freak the mouth.
Yeah, because if you freak freak it right.
If you think it right.
I'm just saying, like, the pussy dries up. It's just a fact. It dries up. Some of them don't have coverage. You can't be there to save everybody, fine.
That's true. But step
you
your dick game up if her pussy is dry.
You know what I'm saying?
And
you
I'm going to end with that.
Yep.
Step
and
your dick up.
You can go around in your little flask and carry some oil.
Step your
and
dick
help
up.
These bitches out. You
I
know what I'm saying? That's what
help,
you can
so
do.
I'm not for helping bitches.
You can be a pussy like vigilante. A wet pussy vigilante. That's what you want to be.
A dick exercise move. A dick up.
Right.
You need a dick up. Not a tune up. You need a dick up. A dip.
Let's do a fecal and dust come out.
Let's get that's what. That's not saying that this is what Petty doing, but we going to end with this, nigga. Stop blaming the bitch.
Oh, that's how we. Yeah.
Get you a dick up.
Oh, man. My dick is so up.
Get you a dick up.
I have to be selective.
That's dick kick.
I must say. It's been a career.
When she mentioned that leaning part, I said, I felt that.
You felt that.
When it stand straight up and it lean.
And it
flashback.
Go in, it go in hitting the angle. What? It go in like, come here.
And don't let them flex it inside. Whoa.
It's like whoa. Whoa.
She said,
like a failed U-turn. Like,
you got that robot dick.
Like a failed U-turn. Whoa. Gotta do a 3-point turn
and
instead of a U-turn.
She said, what?
Are you more impressed by the curve or the vein?
Oh,
my bad.
The vein.
I love the vein.
The vein. Mm. And that little throb shit that y'all do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When they flex it.
And I react by squeezing that motherfucker. Mm.
Oh, you
play.
Got the key? You do
we
the key.
We can play.
Shit.
We can play. Let's play.
Oh,
she
yeah.
talked about them kegels on that motherfucker. She talked about it. And Cardi talked about everything on that song.
She did.
I fuck
she
with did. That. I'm like, man. I can't listen to the whole song without getting hard.
Wow. Oh, man.
I ain't going to say that on camera no more.
Because you want to go hit the gangly, thangly thing in the back of her throat?
all that. She had snakes coming out of her mouth and shit. I'm like, that is nasty. Y'all ain't see the visuals?
Yes, I did. We saw the video. Right.
Yeah, we definitely did.
That was the first one. I watched that one. That shit said zero views.
But I took it a step further, and guess what I did? I bought the vinyl, so I pre-ordered. Ooh. So I already had
you
the
vinyl
of the song before midnight.
They released
a vinyl for it. So
you're a real fan. You're a real fan.
Get the fuck out of here. You got a record player.
I do.
Not yet.
I do. So you're going to come on over to the house.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to pop that vinyl together.
I had one. I know you got a light.
Mine in the car. Them niggas.
Somebody got a light over there.
Keeping the show going. Keeping the show going.
That was the words of the day. Hope y'all enjoyed that whopping fishing, man. Adam in y'all dictionary.
Adam in the dictionary. Yeah, I mean, keep shit, man. That nigga stupid.
Well, it's my turn.
That was the word. Now it's time for the blur.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm taking it a step further. I do the blurred alert, and also I do that's it, that's all. That's it, that's all is basically me ranting and tells you what grinds my gears. And today, Trump and his friends are grinding my gears.
What they do, girl?
I had a heated discussion with my mom regarding this. Trump elected or appointed or have his goons of Republicans elect the new Postmaster General. And what the Postmaster General does, of course, is control all the mail for the United States. So they can say, okay, well, we're going to close on this day. We're going to limit the mail. And that's what he has done.
Voting ballots.
So my issue is the voting ballots where people are doing mail-in. You know, Trump likes to use reverse psychology. And what he did was, oh, don't do mail-in ballots. That's not a good idea. So please make sure you go out there, hence COVID, to stand in those lines and vote. So what the white people and the other black people going to do? The complete opposite. They're going to do mail-in votes to prevent from going into those long lines. And when they do that, the Postmaster General, which was elected by the Republican Party in June, states that he wants to limit the mail carriers to only drop off 2 pieces of mail a day. They are decreasing overtime. They are eliminating altogether overtime. And then also with the mail-in vote, it's allowing it to stack up. And when it stacks up, when it's time to count the vote, a lot of our votes will not be counted. So with that being said, they are under fire because they just recently appointed him. He's getting a fat check to basically destroy the Postal Service, which is already having issues due to Amazon, due to UPS stepping their game up and FedEx stepping their game up. So with that being said, It's grinding my gears that a lot of people are not, their vote are not going to be counted. And it's a constant struggle already that we're having the voter lines. When the people get there, they close in early, or people are changing their votes. And even the mail-in vote sometimes have an issue because they were letting dead people, quote unquote, vote. So that today, yes.
Dead people.
So they're also are being under fire because a lot of them are changing Democrat, changing it from Democrat to Republican on the ballots as well. So
they've been cheating. I mean, it goes back to 1890. I remember in Wilmington, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Wilmington, North Carolina. There was a group of white people called the Redcoats, and they blocked. Because Wilmington was mostly black, 70% black. Had black Republicans in office, senators, yeah. All the shit like that.
Yeah.
All the white people, the state election of 1890, they blocked and killed any black person that tried to come and vote.
Yeah.
So it was a predominantly white political body for that point moving forward. It's always been fear-mongering, cheating when it comes to voting, which alludes to the doubt and the distrust that we have in voting, yep. which alludes to the right. apathy that we have about voting.
Yeah, it's like, why? What's the point of voting if you're going to?
Like,
exactly.
I can't see where it goes. Like, I
well, we
see,
already know it's a conspiracy with that because we're like, do we really pick the president? But anyway,
let me help y'all tap into your third eye. So have you noticed yet the transformation of or the fall of the United States? The free world, the country, over to the United States, the corporation. Think about the type
run as
of
a business, not a
Trump
government.
Once his campaign was businessman, 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 and these people didn't give a fuck that all of his businesses had been run into the fucking ground. Businessman, businessman, businessman. I feel like what we are witnessing is the fall of United States, the country, and the rise of the United States, the fucking company.
You are.
Yeah,
100%.
This is what I'm
dead on. And can I add to that? Because there is 675 billionaires in the world.
Listen,
in the 675 billionaires in the world right now, the powers that be. When you have that many people that have a seat at the table, you can't have super conglomerates that control the masses. So what they do in order to do that is create pandemics like this that create recessions, which we will be in 4 months.
Plandemics,
right? In which they will be in a recession. What happens in a recession? Smaller companies sell to bigger companies for pennies on the dollar. You've already seen it happen. T-Mobile was smart. They said, we're going to get our money now because we see this shit coming. We're going to get the most value we can now and sell our shit to Sprint. So we've already seen bigger companies and start to merge into conglomerates because they don't want the spread of wealth. Why? Because the spread of wealth makes the value of the dollar go down. If right. everybody got money, then what is it really?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If everybody got the Lamborghini, then what the Lamborghini truck, then it starts to like, okay. Oh, you got the Lambo. Oh, you bought your baby mama
but
the Lambo truck.
But other countries are doing it. How about like Dubai? Those who actually live in Dubai are all rich. Not the employees that live outside of Dubai, but the people who reside in Dubai. They all have money. But the cops are driving Lamborghinis.
Right. It is an ultra-controlled society. So that is the trade-off. You got to be like, okay, do we want that? You know what I'm saying? That's an ultra-controlled society. And you look at, that's a whole other topic. The fucking laws and of the lifestyle of Dubai. You know what I'm saying? So I just think, I know you dead on 100% with what you said pretty fine.
Absolutely.
That shit is, it's a business. Happening. I feel like Amazon is going to, this is going to be huge. It's a hot take from me. I just think that Amazon is going to figure out a way to incorporate their business model or purchase Walmart.
With mail. Or with even the mail.
Because I'm saying Walmart.
You didn't see any mail trucks. Mail getting delivered on a Sunday was unheard of until Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And think about the big companies and corporations that are actually coming out in support of Trump. Those are going to be the first companies that he gives some bailout money to, some hush money, some in my back pocket type of shit to, helping turn the United States into a fucking corporation. And we all going to be on a schedule. We all going to have to do the same shit like some China shit.
The way he talk
about China and the way he talk about Russia, I feel like Trump low-key admires the way they run shit over there because nobody really step out of line.
Right.
They know they have somebody that's in charge. It's one person in charge.
Right.
And everybody ain't got all these opinions and all this freedom of speech and shit.
Right.
And shit is smooth as a fucking company. You got a boss, you got some workers, you got employees. And people trying to get in.
Or the COVID, or like people who pretend that they support us and they, you know, want to put money in our pockets and want this and X, Y, and Z. And then they turn around and they're actually, or, you know, secret Trump supporters. They funnel their money in other avenues. But with that being said, that is what grinds my gears.
Yeah.
I am upset. I am bothered because at the end of the day, I really feel like we should get out and vote. And the mail-in vote is not it. I'm going to tell you that right now. And that is it. And that is all.
That's it. That's all. That's what it is. The Charlotte's favorite BBW. I'm talking about favorite. God, almighty.
Knee Lick Nation, okay? Lick
the
knees.
Back in the knees.
I'm getting a creep shot. Look at that thing right there. Oh, sitting there. We back. We back. We back. We back. That thing is, it's filling up the whole chair. It's like, it's like a wave.
No, it's spilling on the out. It's spilling out.
It's the whole chair.
It's the spillage.
That's crazy.
It's the spillage for me.
It's definitely spillage. That really segues into.
I'm her biggest fan. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, that really segues into our other hot topics and shit like that, because you know, I feel like the Beirut explosion shit. Say what?
For my ass?
She said I'm his biggest fan.
Oh, I'm her biggest fan.
Man, goddamn, you slow than a motherfucker. This nigga, he said that wasn't that it. Now wasn't that
it? What you name it?
You said that what that was it?
Name it. Mine.
Nigga, that was it.
That's what I named it. Mine. It's mine.
Oh,
nigga. You hide in the motherfucker.
I'm ready for this next topic.
That shit was, you know, we touched on some shit because that's a part of the plan. There has to be some cover up for some shit that didn't happen, right?
Or getting ready to happen,
right? And you know, when you think about cover up, you think about like what ways do you get rid of evidence? What ways do you get rid of evidence? You know what I'm saying? What ways? How do you get rid of evidence?
Burn it,
right?
Or feed it to tigers.
It's a lot of shit blowing up.
Carol Baskins.
Carol Baskins.
She can definitely get rid of anything.
For the most part, you burn it, though.
Y'all retarded. At the end of the day, you got to burn some shit to get rid of it. And that's where the explosion in Beirut, I feel like that has something to do with the fact
it was
that,
a cover up that went wrong.
That they covered some shit up.
It went wrong.
Fireworks, butane, Lebanon. Who the fuck ever knew that Lebanon had fireworks?
Come on now. Do you know how many wars they had?
I know, but
they had protests.
I know they had protests, but like fireworks? I thought they had real ammunition. Like, who the fuck knew that was a mecca for fireworks?
We can easily make fireworks.
To elude a fucking atomic bomb explosion, like that's that much. Did you see
all 10 angles that I saw was like, damn,
yeah,
right,
like that shit was harsh, right. Nigga, that shit was like boom.
I thought it was
like,
more deaths than that. It's not that many deaths, so that's why I feel like they were
the
covering
cover
her
up. That's right,
because how can you have that big of a devastation and not that many deaths?
And not that many
it was
deaths.
A lot of injuries, I think, because of the after effect of it all.
Thank
but
God, I ain't know how
deaths,
long it was gonna...
come on now.
How long was the building smoking before it? Anybody look into that?
I did not. Whoa, my God.
Multitasking go wrong.
The mask and the blunt.
Yep.
That it? What a lot.
I caught the mic. We good to go. Nigga, we
he
good.
He caught it with his knee.
With a knee bow. He caught it with the back of his
fucking knee bow. Now I just had to put this down for a second.
Between the calf and the thigh.
Yeah, I was going to have to get a little petty for a second. I got it. Damn it. Yeah, man.
I wonder if that was that gave enough people time. I wonder if that saved people lives, though.
Listen.
That delay.
Listen.
If they sent people
that
home.
Shit blew up, and that shit, like, to me, it was another, there were four more explosions, right? North Korea, Hyongyang-chang, North Korea, right? Yeah, I know that. I said it exactly right. Hyongyang, North Korea. Yes, a house blew up. Several explosions. Same day. 5:30. Same day. Wuhan, China. Chemical plant. Explosion. Same
earthquake.
Same day.
Is what earthquakes ain't being in.
We had our earthquake this morning. Okay. Like this morning.
And I unfortunately didn't feel it because I was on my way to South Carolina.
That's I feel like.
I was here and I didn't feel it. So like.
Yeah, I didn't feel the shit either.
And I was awake.
So my son had joked when my mom was like, was that you walking?
That shit was the aftershock from the Beirut shit. I'm telling you, son.
I don't think.
That shit was like,
too far.
Boom!
Earthquakes are plates moving.
Nigga, that
not
shit
from explosion.
Rocked the earth. It was a crater in the earth that will never be healed. Like,
those.
That shit is... forever scarred.
So I remember when Trump got elected and I saw somebody... Well, when we were watching... The votes come in, and we were basically, we knew, we
was quiet,
beginning to grasp that Hillary wasn't finna get this shit like she thought, and that we was actually finna elect a fucking reality TV star into the White House. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing somebody post, this is like watching the grand finale of America. I feel like 2020 is the grand finale of Earth. This shit is crazy.
20 what?
2020?
2020 is up the
chain. This shit is crazy.
I'm gonna make a documentary on 2020 one day.
So, you know, talking about, they got like martial law and shit like
it's
that in Florida and shit.
Out.
It's crazy. It's like motherfuckers is at the crib, like, not, they suspended. the college football season. How do you, how, like, can you,
I mean, they're not paid, so
it don't matter, B. That shit has been
television.
That shit has been a vessel for so many young black males to be off the streets, to have something, a camaraderie, some, be in an environment where everybody shares like goals, positive goals. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is where education comes in.
Like, Mook is a different nigga.
Come on now.
Without Toledo.
We always say
P is a different nigga without Lenore Ryan. Like, niggas is different niggas without that experience.
I swear. No.
That's facts.
I'm not here. I'm not here right now.
We're not here. Not here. And that's going to be thousands of niggas this year. And coming next year.
It's time to get into them books. It's time to make reading cool again.
Not saying
that hasn't happened. I'm just saying we are in an unprecedented time where it's going
to
be a lot of uneducated niggas on the streets is what I'm saying.
Come on now. Not saying it's not possible without it, but it's going to make it a lot harder without that.
Let's turn up education. Let's turn.
Now, realistically, and this is just me analyzing shit. Now, I understand the frustrations with the football being canceled. I get it. I understand. But whether we want to admit it or not, this pandemic, the reaction and the consequences from it, is this shit is real. That shit is very real. So are we going to ignore the health of the players and say we still want y'all to play because it's football, it's black man, da 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 yada, 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 when we are in the millions for corona cases?
They don't care. It's entertainment.
I understand. I mean, I get that it's entertainment. I understand that. I understand that. But when will we actually start saying, "All right, y'all, we probably do need to chill. We probably need to chill." The numbers is piling. I know y'all see them. I see them.
Yeah, like niggas be I'm just talking saying. And yeah.
I just want to know how that's the draft is going to go after this. Everybody just going to walk into tryouts and, you know, how the draft's going to go.
This is my saying. This is
where the land of the free is biting us in the ass. We really have millions of privileged ass motherfuckers who don't give a fuck about losing their life to a sickness.
They don't want to be told what to do.
Just because they don't want to be told what to do. I have, it's my will. It's da-da-da-da-da. Okay, bitch.
Well, this pandemic proves that if one of y'all get bitten by a zombie, y'all will try to hide it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there.
Exactly.
I'm
going to say
y'all would definitely try to hide it.
Exactly.
When the Jumanji
I'm popping niggas in the head,
we better run. Like,
pop! That nigga got it. That nigga got it. Look how he was sweating. It ain't even hot. It's the AC on him. Why you sweating, B? He was breathing different.
Listen, when the Jumanji monkeys come out.
And it's coming.
Don't ask me no questions. They did that in Thailand.
Monkeys was already in the road.
See?
Listen,
see?
The monkeys. You didn't see the video with the monkeys.
Listen, they stormed the road because, because there was, everybody was ordered to be at home. So the monkeys, where they
smart
usually stay
out.
Outside, out the outskirts, out of the threats, there
that.
Are no threats in the cities. They out that bitch
that.
Running through there like Caesar.
When the Jumanji monkeys come, don't ask me no questions. Don't say, "Hey, Fee, where you going? Why you running?" You better start hitting your Nebos.
This man love dropping mics.
It's the last session on the show.
You better start busting them Nebos out.
Nigga, you're going to need more than Nebos for some motherfucking monkeys.
That part.
Speaking of, the motherfucking, what you call them? You called them, shit. God damn, that weed strong, nigga. That's that's that runts, nigga. Damn. Reality star. The reality TV.
Reality TV star.
President that we have.
I only know him from Home Alone, but other than that, who?
The reality TV president that we have has issued a second stimulus package.
No, has nothing been issued yet.
I seen the nigga signing the documents.
He signed some executive order.
So what happens after that?
Sometimes executive orders don't always get approved. That's not how it works.
How does it work?
Executive orders has to still be approved. And
okay, who is the executive?
The executive.
Get the
is
nigga
the
on the phone. Okay. Get him on the what's his
get him
handle.
On the phone. You want the second stimulus?
Huh?
You want the second? No.
Is it on the way to repper? Okay, so let me.
I know that if you are unemployed, you get an extra $600. So I know he's saying, is it an extra $400 on top of that $600?
No.
Or is it
$400 instead of the $600?
Oh, so
because they couldn't agree on $600 a week. They was deadlocked on that or some shit. So he hit him with a lower number. It's like, okay, I didn't do the six because y'all bitching about it. How about four?
Oh,
yeah, but
okay.
You still get your
okay.
Unemployment at the crib, on top of that.
$2,400,
like, you still get
sleep.
Unemployment.
But additional $400. So it's no more additional $600.
Nigga waking up got to recertify online.
Lobster and crab legs. I'm like, is it the money that ran out? What happened?
You're just a lower middle class person.
Oh, okay.
I know this yummy crab and all the mother king crab was packed in the motherfucker when them stimulus checks came out.
It was. The grocery lines, I was like, I ain't never seen you in a grocery store before.
I wouldn't know because I have a shellfish allergy, so I wasn't checking for it.
Oh, man. You missing out. You missing out on some potatoes dipped in that juice.
First of all,
I
still
have the potatoes, the corn, and the sausage. Y'all, think about
you just can't
think about
shellfish.
Your shellfish. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the inflicted friends and family members. I like taters and corn and fucking sausage. Just put me some to the side with the same seasonings on mine too, though.
Oh, do you like the egg? You like the little hard boiled egg?
Just don't put the shellfish in my shit. I want to eat the same thing y'all eating. Y'all ain't got to exclude us like that.
Oh, you like the vegan bag.
And then, like, if we go to a brunch, why the fuck would you put shrimp
vegan
in
bag?
She got the vegan bag. Oh, okay.
No, I asked for sausage.
Do you get celery in your sauce in your bag, too?
I'm sorry.
So you get sausage, eggs,
I don't
potatoes.
Get egg. All I've had was egg. Well, not egg. Look corn, you know, you fucking me
corn.
Up. Corn, potato, and sausage.
Corn, potato, sausage.
You can eat with it.
With the juice on it, but you can't eat the actual.
No juice from the shrimp. It was cooked separately. Just
oh, you want
a
motherfucker
seasoning.
To make a different pot of juice for
not
you.
Different, just set it to the fucking side.
But how they gonna sit
on a vegetarian seafood boil with no seafood?
Yeah.
But sausage.
It's
with
not
sausage.
A seafood boil. I just want the boil.
This thing.
I just want the boil.
But do you run into risk? They have to cook it separately, which they probably won't be able to do that for you because
it's already happened. Y'all are putting too much on it. I'm already getting this. I'm just putting the world on. So while y'all in here trying to comfort me, I've already had a shellfish list. Boil, baby.
So what did you
and
get the regular?
Asian too.
They didn't make that bag for you. Did
they
you
did
order?
Make it for
no,
me.
No, you ordered the one with the shrimp, and somebody was
no,
like, "All right,
no, this was at my cousin's home. She made it for me because me and another cousin both have the same allergy."
Okay.
We done now?
Yeah, we're done. Right. We're done. Okay.
Well, I'm allergic to fruit. I'm allergic to fruit, so I can't even say nothing.
You allergic to
and
fruit?
And she still eats it.
I do. I still eat it. So I'm always around people when
how
I eat
that
it.
Work?
So
like,
that
when
way.
When you eat fruit, like say you eat a piece of watermelon, what happens?
Now, watermelon, I do not take that risk. Where? I do not play
that's
with watermelon.
Kryptonite, huh?
What? What? Yes, I will start itching. Everything, you know,
nipples
Hitch looking
up.
Like Hitch,
word.
Looking like with a mixture of Martin from when he got beat up.
Got
I need to put
cool.
You on my live. I don't think I ever have somebody on my live a black person that's allergic to watermelon.
Why gotta
that's
be a
what
black
it looked like.
Person.
And watermelon is so good. Like. I remember when I was younger, I used to take those risks so and didn't know I was allergic melons. Until I got older.
Man,
so.
I used to go to the watermelon fest in South Carolina.
See,
that's
I can't
how
do that.
Country
watermelon.
I
can't do that. I think the more the
like
item
the
has
green
seeds,
part of the watermelon.
It will throw me off. Like
this nigga eat the rhyme.
All
this
of that. I'm done for. I'm done for. But blueberries, I can pop like candy. But anything else, no. So I eat fruit and grapes and stuff when I'm around her and all of that. So just in case something happened, you didn't have noticed I only eat fruit when I'm around you?
No, because I don't know what you do when I'm not around you.
Just in case she passed out.
Nothing.
She need a motherfucker to call the ambulance.
Pretty much. But I always fuss at her. Why are you still going to eat it? And you know you're going to be sitting over here scratching.
You eat mangoes?
Mangoes make my gums burn and bleed.
You.
But,
that's vile.
But
that's vile.
I would have to eat the ones
so
in the can or in the jar. Nothing fresh. Nothing fresh.
Like the worst shit happened to you at the best tasting fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you eat a papaya, nah, my left
well,
foot
I almost
falls
died
off
from it. I almost
reason,
died
it
from it. So
off.
I had to be careful.
Damn.
I was in the hospital
second
and
time
she had to come to my rescue one time.
Can't even drink
but yeah.
Juice.
I almost went in anaphylactic shock and was in the hospital for a while.
What about like pineapple? What does pineapple do to you?
Oh my God.
Pineapple, it does bother me, but you know, what? I still eat it.
What it do? Like,
I still eat it. I'll cook it down to try to mimic, you know.
Yeah, you can put that on.
Lower it.
Cook pineapples?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Put that on a barbecue grill.
And then I put it in some salsa.
See, I knew you looked Hawaiian a little bit. Wow. You was a little twinge. Just a little twinge.
Twinge? That's
yeah, just,
another word.
Yeah, that's just like a small bit. A nigga, for another word, for nigga saying a little bit. Yeah, a little twinge. She got a twinge of Pacific Islander in her.
She twinge black. And like, you like?
I mean, what kind of? I mean, you out here frying pineapples and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I don't eat fruit, but... What the fuck is you doing? Like, you confused. You sending me mixed signals. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to get you at the store when I go get you food. I don't know.
Yeah, so if you're trying to give me edible arrangements, don't do it because I feel like you're trying to assassinate me. All right?
Damn.
Yeah.
See, ain't that some shit?
That's crazy.
What you don't fuck edible? Around.
Never mind.
The blessing.
Don't give me flowers either because I chew. I'm allergic to them too. So please, no edible arrangements, no flowers. All right.
This is the type of motherfucker. She just need her booty ate on Valentine's Day.
I just need my knees licked.
No, grapes,
and
no,
that's
my
it.
Valentine's Day.
Nothing.
Head.
I just
knee licks.
Just
lick my knees. That's
the,
it.
The back of them. The meniscus. Niggas don't know that's the new fetish. My man Destroyer said, lick your knees.
It's not a fetish. It's a form of foreplay. Not a fetish, a form of foreplay.
Is it tickle?
What happened?
Does it tickle?
No.
No, not if you're doing tickle. It right. You're not supposed to. It's not going to tickle. You want your knees licked?
let's revisit that. How do you?
Is this question open to the floor?
It's open to the floor. You want your knees
licked? Yeah.
I mean, shit. I'm down to try.
It is. Your knees is a little skinny. It might be a little toothpick. It might be a toothpick.
You know what?
His knees a little skinny. Might be a little toothpick.
Oh my God.
The back of my shit started tickling when you said that. I was like, the back of my
meniscus. I'll turn you on, baby.
Niggas have licked knees unknowingly.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, when they lick the thigh, they lick part of the...
You have licked the knee unknowingly.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why I was like, you would eat ass, but you won't lick knees? What?
Oh, I would lick knees, but you won't eat ass. That's
what? He said it's totally different.
That's totally different. I mean, there's all types of other, you know,
well,
creatures
this
and
is,
external factors that factor into the motherfucking booty
uncut.
Ass eating. In this.
Knees ain't sexy, though. Right.
Knees is sexy. It's skin. It's like, you know, it has
back
a...
The knee bone, but the knee bone.
I'm talking about the back of the knee. The back of the knee is sexy because it kind of like the hamstring come into it, and then it
no
then the
no
right
hold on
there.
Let me educate you because this
then
is
the
my
calf
thing,
be
I'm
right
the queen
there
of knee lick nation. So what you do is
you
before you all nice rock hard and throbbing. Oh. You lift her leg up.
This sound like a Cardi B lyric.
This is why we do this show late.
You grab the ankle and you stare her dead in the eye, like you gonna get all of this. Start licking. Just the side of the knee. You lick the side of the knee. Uh-huh. Spell your name if you want to. Kiss and bite the inner thigh. Nibble a little bit. Lick up. Do not lick down. Lick up because the taste buds, when it come down, it's not a real satisfying feeling. But when it comes up, you swivel around to the back of the knee. Bite it just a little bit. Show her that you know... Get it a little love.
Instant squirt.
TLC.
Come on now. Go to the front. You be like, front? Front is just as sensitive as the back of the knee. Go to the front. Lick that bitch. Lick it all up. Slob it. Lick her dead in the eye. Just stop out of nowhere. Lick her dead in the eye one more time. Stick that dick in. All I know is instant, don't go chasing waterfalls. That's all I'm going to say.
Drop that dick.
Who is Jason Waterfalls?
No more chasing waterfalls.
No more chasing waterfalls.
Damn.
Nigga, you got to do the dance out of that.
Teddy right got to go pee now.
Yep. Yep. That shit took
licking
a,
knees
a,
is an art. A it's turn. A beautiful, beautiful feeling. Yeah. And you can also
you okay?
share it with your man.
I ain't gonna
right.
stand up.
That took a turn.
It did.
Would you happen to want to chime in about the postmaster
do
as well?
You mind if I...
Because
I can't stand
the
you.
Way you got down, just got the floor saying. Right now. I don't want to fuck your momentum up.
I'm just saying.
Because, yeah.
That's it. But let's get into that game, Song Association.
Yeah. Come on now. Oh, we going to skip the post?
Yeah.
Okay, no, fine.
We talked about it.
We did.
Yeah.
What the nigga did? What happened?
He is never allowed to smoke again.
Wait.
We had a whole discussion. So, this is no advisory.
When that happened? No,
again, thank you for tuning in to No Advisory Uncut.
Nah, for real, dog. We did. You hot too, nigga. They don't know.
We talked about Amazon, and you was like,
we definitely talked about I said, that's it, that's all. That's I did. I closed it out. All
right, well, goddamn, let's start a Song Association game, girl. I feel to bust your ass, man.
No, you're not.
I feel sorry for your teammate.
Song Association.
You want to come on this side? He can do it by himself. Do you want to come over here? Cause
Song Association, man. We ready, man.
I ain't on this nigga team.
We ready. K Digital, put that in.
My own phone, guys. I'll text you my words. I see your phone.
For y'all. We ready.
We're definitely gonna go first. We're gonna give no.
Oh Lord!
Oh y'all, we got to reel him back in.
Bump in and bust your ass in this guy, nigga.
Oh my God.
I feel nigga, let's go.
What was in that? What was in it? What was the ingredients? Nigga. What was the strand? Please, somebody tell me.
Let's go, nigga. You see it? All right, we gotta study. All
right, so
they've been huddling way more.
We are playing Song Association, and how you play it is you give a person a word. They have 10 seconds to come up with the song for that word. It has to contain the word in the lyric, not just the title. And you do not have to tell us who it is, but I have a BS detector. I know when you're making stuff up.
Because last time we played this game, nigga, you was making up.
He definitely was.
Shit off the fly.
He definitely was.
You can't be releasing songs in your head. It gotta be a song already out.
And that is the rules for Song Association.
We know how to
do
this.
So kick this off.
I've been practicing. I've been studying.
You've been studying?
I've been listening to songs. Like, I'm ready.
Okay.
I hope you can carry your team.
I'm ready. I got this.
Let's go.
All right. So starting off, I'm going to give you the first word. The first word is turn. Turn.
Oh. We ain't starting no timer, bitch.
Yeah, you got to start. Yeah, you
got to start. Anybody got a phone, a timer?
Y'all need another.
Yeah, we're going to have to give them another word.
Y'all, no, you the damn co-pilot. Where your phone? Goddamn, do the timer.
All right. All right, I got another word already on the fly, just that quick.
All right, let's go.
We still got.
Let's go, nigga.
Oh, he got us. He got us. We're going to do another word. They were stumped on turn, though.
Nah, we wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, you was.
I was waiting for somebody to show me the time.
Nah. Think about the time, move. All right, let's get it. Go ahead.
All right, so the new word is grab. Grab.
Pop that, grab that booty, grab that.
That's not a song. Time
damn,
up.
Next word.
Nah, shower word now.
No. Okay.
We're gonna word for
hold
word.
On, watch that then. Now watch that. That ain't now. You ain't never brought that now. Hold
let's
on,
do
now.
Word for word.
Hold on now, that boy.
I'm gonna mark your point.
Hold on, no, I got this. Hold
no,
on.
You definitely not finna mark
I'm
your
finna
own
do
point.
This. Hold
no,
on.
You're not.
Let's do word for word.
No, well, they didn't win that one. So
let's do word for word.
Let me know when you start
going
over the time.
That's us.
Hold on, it's their word. It's their word now. Hold on.
Oh, y'all trying to give us a word this time?
Okay.
We're gonna do word for word this time.
No point. We ain't get
no point. No point.
No point.
Zero.
Zero.
Zilch.
Zanada.
Y'all, nigga. All right, what's up?
All right, that's their word, though.
Wap. What's up? What?
What's the word?
What?
What's the word you're going to give us?
Oh, we're going to give you okay. All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
You ready?
Thank you.
You ready?
He's been gone.
You ready?
He's gone.
You ready?
Yeah.
We ready. Listo, Poppy.
You need to take your mask off and get prepared.
I can hear.
Okay. Word is neck.
My neck. My back.
Lick my pussy and my crack.
Oh, shit.
So that's one point.
Y'all.
I kiss your neck.
It was over. Time.
That's two, though.
No, that ain't over. No damn two.
Did he get it before the time? Nah. Damn.
You started before I heard it.
You
was like in the middle of it.
Machine say neck. Yeah.
Kiss your neck. What is that?
That was Beyonce speechless. Yeah, that's two.
Yeah,
she
got to be on. All right. That's cool. You got two. All right.
Your next word.
All right, next word is.
No, I'm giving you a word now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Let's carry our own way, dog.
Your word
he is bringing.
You ready? All. A-L-L. Go.
How good?
It's all there. Like Young Jeezy.
Okay.
It's all there.
Yeah.
All right, that's my point.
It's all me, baby.
It's all me,
baby. No, that's not a song. Yes, all me, baby.
Yes, it is. It's all me, baby.
It's on me.
It's all me, baby.
It's on me.
He's
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
That's not what he was singing.
That's not what he was singing.
That's not what he was singing.
He was not singing.
He just changed it, but that's not what he was singing. Did they make the time? That's not what he was
saying. He says all me. The name of the song is On Me, but he says all me in the hook.
Up two.
We got two. That's fair.
It's 2-2. It's 2-2.
Y'all, I like y'all. Y'all.
It's 2-2.
Y'all like lawyers and shit.
All right, give us a word.
Yeah, we not gonna let you try to get it. No, we definitely got two.
We definitely got two.
Yeah,
definitely got two. Just like you, and you got it.
Next. Just like we gave you that second one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So,
exactly.
What's our word?
Yeah.
What's our next word?
Y'all truth.
Wave that white flag.
Back on y'all ass.
No, because he's trying to start shit.
Come on now, Patty. What's our next word? Oh, no, move. Give us our next word.
What's the next word?
Go ahead.
Good thing I ain't no cheetah.
Patty about to be the reason we lose this shit.
Good thing I ain't no cheetah.
Thank God she's not a patriot.
Niggas get mad here. Always say, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Every nigga say that. What?
It's just a game.
We're waiting on our word.
Man, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Turbo.
Turbo. No, that's Herbo.
Turbo?
Turbo.
It has to actually be in the song. You just can't give us random words. Come on now.
You ain't say that. It has to be.
It has to be.
It is in the song, but you ain't say that anyway. Time. That's time. Y'all flunked that.
Turbo?
Give us a song that had turbo in
please.
It.
Please. Right now.
Mega with Turbo. I don't know how the nigga sing this shit, but his name what? Is Turbo. But his
no,
name
his name is
Herbo.
I just tried that. It's Herbo.
Herbo.
But it's not Turbo.
He say Turbo
yeah,
in that
song.
That
doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
Give us another word because he does not say Turbo.
No, this because you can't find out the word. I mean, huh? I don't know.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, there's no Turbo in that.
Yeah. It might be.
It's Herbo.
It might be.
Because if that was the case, you got the you got the word.
Yeah.
And we got the point.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Come on now. It's easy.
I mean, we're just saying if it is, then I got that point because I did that
people
song.
People only say turbo in songs, first of all, so I don't even know what y'all talking about. Bring that song. It ain't nothing that you just hear on the street.
Life.
So yeah. You feel me?
Get the boosted at the turbo and Inferno.
Okay.
But do you even know that song without Googling?
We're looking for the G Herbo lyrics. Swervo. Swervo.
So he doesn't say turbo?
We finna see. Yep.
And if that's the case, he has to give us another word if it is turbo is not in that song.
No, I don't have to
No, he don't gotta give us another word. Word. I just get that point.
But if it doesn't have it in it, and that was his example, he has to give us another word.
He don't. The point was Herbo.
It's not me, it was your word. It was your word. Y'all missed it out. That's not me.
You
I'm not on the
Turbo,
hook.
What?
Turbo was a motherfucking Turbo producer. Y'all can y'all just Turbo on a beat.
Thank you.
So we said it. We got the point then.
What?
I ain't say Turbo.
She did.
I did. And
she
I said
did.
That G Herbo song.
She did.
You said.
She did say the lyric.
The rule is you don't have to say the person. You don't say the person. You
I
say
said
the lyric. You
she
have
said
to
the lyric.
The G Herbo
she said
song.
The lyric.
Did, you ain't sing no lyric, boo boo.
Yes, I did.
You
she
ain't
did.
Sing no lyric, boo boo.
No
what are you? Are you
back?
Crazy?
Can we rewind? No, are y'all crazy? I fucking said it. Can we rewind this
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, she did.
I said it.
She did. And she said,
that's that G Herbo song. I said it.
Afterwards.
Wow.
That was like after the fact when we was talking after the time had expired, maybe. But no.
No.
Before you was stuck, nigga. Y'all was stuck.
And I want my point.
Y'all was stuck, nigga. You got stuck in the mud.
Understand that I'm a Virgo and I'm not going to go out there and say it unless I know it.
You got stuck in the mud.
Running back. And I want my point. That's what I'm going
to
say.
Welcome to the Bitter Boys Club. Next one. The Bitter Boys Club.
It's such a sore loser.
Bitter Boys Club.
We're not losing.
Keep coming with it. What's the score, nigga? It's 2-2.
Run that back and I want my point.
It's 2-2. What's our word, nigga? Let's go. Let's go, nigga. Let's go.
K Digital, I want you to email me too as soon as you hear it.
You said, nah, that's D Herbo.
No, I said Turbo.
No, you did not. That's cool though.
I did.
What's our word now?
It's some birds in this house. It's
say
some
the word.
Birds in this house.
Say a word.
Some birds in this
we
house.
We said two words.
Say a word.
Right? So we got to say
it. It's one of yours now.
Say a word. Y'all both have 5 words.
All right, so the next word is 4, and not that 1, 2, 3, 4 song.
The number 4 or
the
F-O-R?
Number 4.
Oh.
1, 4, 9, 9, 9, 9.
Say the lyric.
You're the only one. Me.
Say the lyric. Yeah, yeah. Time is up.
That's the one I was going to say.
No, you humming. You have to sing the lyric.
I said 4.
No, you have to sing the lyric.
I said 4.
You have to sing the lyric.
That same thing just did not work for me when I said Turbo, that G Herbo song. That's the same thing you're doing right now. So let's hear that lyric.
No, I didn't want to sing. I always.
Time is up.
Time is up, though.
No point.
Time's up.
0 point.
Y'all know he counted in that song. I could have sung,
but what,
I was about to sing.
What was the lyric?
I was
and
no,
I'm mad that your teammate didn't even help you
because
he was born that year. You wasn't.
Y'all got me fucked up, man. Y'all started arguing with me in the middle of my set.
I would have said sorry to 2004. I would have said, you know.
I said that. Then I started, one, then like a dream come true. 2, did wanna be with you. That's 10 seconds right there.
But you so did not say that. You was like, four. It didn't work for her.
I know what I'm talking
and you said
about.
That
y'all
she
just
didn't, get
didn't
a
let
point.
It work for me.
So,
you
sir,
just did the same thing.
No point.
That, I did
give us
say
a word.
Turbo.
Give us a word, and then we'll.
It's the weed, man.
Y'all fraud. It ain't the weed. It ain't the weed. Y'all
give
just
us,
wasn't paying attention. I
give
was
us
too
the
fast.
Word. Give us the word.
I can't wait to
the word is that. Orgasm.
Orgasm? I can't think of not one fucking song with the word orgasm in it.
He can't even think of a fucking song with the word orgasm.
I know it because I looked that Billy. I looked that Billy DeVoe
that's
song
it.
Up.
That's 10 seconds.
Orgasm? Okay, what's the song that has orgasm in it?
I'm not telling you. This is your motherfucking
problem. You
gotta try to twist it on me.
Our 10 seconds are up.
Your turn is already up.
Your 10 seconds are done. So what's the song?
He's so hyper.
What's our word? What's
the song?
What's our word?
Exactly. He gave us a word.
You can't ask me what your question was. I gotta answer my question.
Our time is already up.
You gotta give us an example.
I gotta answer my question. I don't have to give you an example. That's not part of the game. You didn't add that. That's something you added on the end.
Because I want to know what a song that has edge. Educate me.
All she was asking you to do is tell her a song with the word orgasm.
He doesn't know. He gave us a word that doesn't have a...
I do not necessarily know the words to the song, but I know what the song... I know Billy DeVoe sing the song.
Billy DeVoe?
Yeah, I don't know how
or Belle Biv DeVoe.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. All right. And his arms is folded.
No, because he ready for this next word. He mad about that last one.
Yeah, because I'm on shit with y'all right now.
The next word is... that one?
We going with
okay.
It. All right.
The next word is... Jelly.
Must be... peanut butter jelly time.
Drop that to the jelly girl.
That's not a song.
1 point.
All right, we got one. I'm on shit with y'all now.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
What's the score now?
Look at her looking. And he just so fried. What's up?
What? They upside down. She can't read that.
She got good eyes.
No.
Oh, my God.
Her eyelashes stick today. Can't see that.
This is the funniest.
You put the eyelashes on real thick. You can't
ever.
See.
I don't care what nobody
real,
says.
Real accurate.
I'm sorry, viewers and listeners. No advisory.
That's how it be.
Listen. What's the word?
What's the word?
Word. Where's the bird?
What's the word?
The word is walk.
She can walk that walk. Walk that walk. Let's take a long walk. That's two. Slow down. Girl, where was you at?
I was getting ready to.
She was walking up the street.
Jesus. Wow, God, show me your way in.
I was getting ready to say sometimes I couldn't right, get the song out.
Making my way downtown. Last one. Walking fast.
5-3. We got to get to y'all.
I couldn't get the word.
That's it.
These boots are made for walking.
We go last.
I'll drink by myself. No,
y'all went first.
We gave y'all the word first.
We gave y'all a good word, too. Give us a good word.
Did we do five?
We did five. Mm-mm. We gave y'all a word first. Yes, we just gave y'all our last word, our collective word, which was jelly.
No, y'all gave us turn, and y'all had to give us a new word.
Yeah, y'all had to give us a new word. We got one more word. We go last. Yeah. I know that for a fact.
Let's y'all gave us turn early.
You just quit too goddamn early. Your ass is.
Wayne, you getting four.
Wayne, you turn.
Oh, I did grab.
Come on.
Four.
Because he ain't had the time ready.
Grab.
Y'all cheating us again. Y'all make up another word.
They still.
We did jelly. Hold up.
We didn't do look, turn.
They would put their energy into trying to prove us wrong instead of giving
water?
Us.
Did I do
just
water?
Give up another word.
No, we didn't do it. Do it. Do it.
How about you?
I didn't do water. All right. They right. They got one more.
And that is.
Lord, have mercy.
Water.
Water.
Because he heard water. Us say it.
Give me some more water.
Give me some more water.
Wop. She said.
Oh, Nelly be like, my flow on water. My niggas on color. Hell, I'm on solder. Drop down and get your eagle alone, girl.
Time.
That's all. I said one.
That's two.
So that means they haven't give us five. If that's the case, did they give us five?
Yes, we gave you five.
What was the five?
It's five before y'all motherfuckers want to go to hell. Shit.
Now we got two in this time, dog.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. No, you didn't.
What you mean?
One. One.
I got two. I got one.
He didn't say water.
Water. I did.
Water. Water. That ugly guy. That's the ugly guy.
And then I saw him.
What ugly guy?
Water.
No, what
water.
Was
that? That is two niggas. Five is time, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. I told y'all ain't shit. Yeah.
The time was up when he did that song.
Oh, that's water. That's
oh, no, he said it before. Because we
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Told you. Live video.
So we tied?
Yes, we tied. It's
5-5.
So
we need a tiebreaker. No. So y'all got to come up with a word.
What's the word? Yeah.
Oh, y'all come up with a word. That is in a song.
That is in a song.
Multiple songs.
Huh?
Are y'all sharing the word or y'all getting it by yourself?
Are we sharing the word and each getting 10 seconds?
I think we should, two words. And see how many we can come up, and that'll be our tiebreaker.
Yeah, word okay. Sam, okay. And word five.
Okay.
All right. This nigga flipping a penny. I ain't never seen that. Bam. I don't even know what the head
it?
Side or tail side of a penny look like.
I'm gonna call it heads.
Bam.
Tails.
You
want them to go first? You go first.
They go first.
They go first, yeah.
All right, give us a word.
Your word is burn.
Let it burn.
No, I got to give you another word.
He
won't read it.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
my bad. I did you wrong.
I'm sorry. Come on, friend. I need you to be on it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, this friend.
Yes.
Oh.
Let's make it easy. Love.
Love. So many things I got to tell you.
All
right, I love you, too.
Time.
Got two.
Where you at right now?
Right.
You need
the
lightning
right now.
Damn, you froze, Nick.
I froze for real.
Wow. Goddamn fight or flight, goddamn.
Wow. You got a handicap match going on right now, dog.
I don't know where I'm at.
Wow.
Hold up.
Wow. You left me out there, bro.
Because you singing the songs I was getting ready to sing.
All right, let go. You ready?
All right, Joseph.
Feeling.
I got a feeling.
I got that feeling in my bones.
So that's two. That was two.
Time.
Can't fight the feeling.
Time.
Oh, shit.
This nigga.
What's that? That
was two.
Damn, man.
Hey, it's still tied up.
Still tied.
Oh, I had another one. Shit.
Damn, they got one. Y'all got two. Y'all tied.
Fuck, this motherfucker's sudden death.
We like, what is that? Y'all know.
I don't know that song.
Nobody knows that second song. What the hell were you singing on that second song?
Come on.
I got a feeling in my bones?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, that's that motherfucking,
oh, nigga! We won, bitch.
We won. You see what your partners are doing?
And he was like,
thank you.
What is this?
Thank you. Thank you. Because we was finna let it slide.
The producer's co-signing this shit. It's just a bitch.
Nah.
I got that feeling in my voice.
That's not what the fuck he
That's not what we were singing.
Nah.
Yes, I just couldn't think of Buddy.
Nah, hell nah.
That wasn't even the melody. That was not even the cadence. That was incorrect.
I don't be knowing the people all the time, but I know the melodies.
Okay, well then it's tied then.
You kept saying you specifically said,
but I said sing a song. That was not a song that he was singing. He just randomly said something.
You specifically said in the beginning you don't have
it. It got to sound like something.
Shy.
All right. Because I know this shit sound like chaos.
Shy.
I'm listening.
Shy.
Yeah.
We got.
You said in the beginning, specifically as you read out the rules for the game, you don't have to say or know who is singing the song.
But we had somebody do the historian research. So he did the historical
research. I appreciate it. And that is what is key for this right here. Because the validity, because y'all integrity ain't right. Y'all niggas got black integrity over here. I don't trust y'all niggas over here.
Y'all trying to run shit over on us. And you want us to just be okay
but
with it.
I need him to sing the rhythm of the actual song. So I can be like,
He just made it a James Brown song.
I thought it was a James Brown song.
Everybody talking at the same time. This shit gonna sound like madness.
Because we arguing.
Yes, mama.
Everybody talking at the same time. This shit gonna sound bananas over the audio.
Killing gnats.
No, I'm trying to get y'all to fuck together.
Yep.
Goddamn.
Yes, mama.
It's all what it is, and it's all one amoeba. But at the end of the day, the live didn't end it. We didn't cover the motherfucking hot topics, and I only got one petty perspective for your motherfucking ass this evening.
So we just gonna have to end. We're gonna have to come back and break the tie.
Fuck that. Another
day. Another day.
We're gonna have to come back.
Bitter.
I'm gonna tell you what, though. What the tiebreaker really gonna be is when we run that footage of me motherfucking saying turbo. Mark my words.
Oh, you ain't gonna watch the show.
Mark, you ain't gonna watch it.
You ain't gonna research.
That's how confident I am.
We're gonna see it in a minute. Run that motherfucker back.
I want to run it back.
Hey, because we're going to see.
I want to run it back.
She like, she got to be right. Look at her.
I want
to
run it back.
Yo, what's crazy.
So we won, because I already know. I stand on it. We won.
Whatever. All right. You know, if y'all won, I would give it to you. But, you know what I'm saying? We'll see. Yeah. I got one petty perspective for you. I just got a question for the group, like right here. Like, so if you turn your car wheel underhand, and you are a man, is that a red flag of sexual preference? If you about to turn, if a nigga turn it, and then you got down, put your hand up like palm to the sky and shit, and then hook that motherfucker to the right, or you put that motherfucker up and then hook that motherfucker to the left.
Is that some gay shit to do, or is that cool? That's a reach.
Is it cool?
I think that's a
reach. Do you hook under when you turn?
I think
polo.
No, everybody do that one hand.
Do you hook?
I think that's a reach.
Or do you come over here with it? Are you overhand with it? What it look, J.I.? What up? You swerving. He's swerving. You don't think it matters?
No.
Once you get out of the car, it matters.
Yeah, right.
Right. Once you get out the car, yeah, he got a point.
But what's funny is watching a fat man get out the car.
Now that's a whole nother sight.
Like if a nigga get out of car and he arches back, then
he has to swivel. He has to turn.
Why you snake the way out the car, nigga? You like a cobra, nigga. This is the palm to the roof.
Like she said, it's a reach.
That's a reach.
And the spin is not gay.
It's a reach.
This, and this ain't gay. That's not, no.
No.
All right, cool.
So that's
so do
alpha
you do
male.
That though? Do you do
I,
that?
No, I seen a nigga do it and I was like, I got to, you know, the wheels get to, you know. And I said, huh.
That means that you had already had a thought that he was already like that before
that nigga,
he
that
turned it.
That nigga, he went to driving school.
Not because then he followed it up with a second hook under hook. Like, the nigga hit it like, and like, he hit it, brought it over top, and then hit it again with another one. And I was like, oh, shit, he hit it with the two underhands. Like, it almost reminded me of, like, some double dust shit. The nigga was like, and he turned, and it was smooth, like, how he turned. I was, like, kind of thinking, like, damn, is that an efficient way to turn? Because wow. That shit was real smooth, how that nigga did it. Because he did a U-turn with it. He was like,
like I said, he had like, already,
you know,
thought that he was already like that
it's
before
like,
he
like,
turned.
He was throwing a fireball. That nigga,
and then it was a U-turn. So, yeah, I think that's definitely a reach. That's reaching.
It's a reach.
It's normal. It's a reach. Now I'm going to start watching how people drive now.
I'm telling you.
No, wait. Think about it. When you're doing a U-turn, you got to turn it as sharp as you can. So I think everybody with a U-turn going to hit that muff. I don't know. I think that's a reach.
Okay. Does your man drive
well,
underhand?
Well, I couldn't wait to drive in order to do that.
Does your man drive underhand?
No, my baby does not drive
Is your man drive underhand? Anybody you know? Anybody?
My man don't got a cord.
Okay, it's okay. But if he was driving, he got a license, he would drive. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he a thug. Yeah. He trying to get his shit together, whatever. You know, whatever. It's just like, if you've seen him drive, does he drive underhand?
I don't think he's gonna do that because he's like,
yeah,
when he has driven before, he leans back with that one arm.
Yeah, with the one arm, that's a real
that's
yeah. See,
lean back one arm.
That is like a cultural thing.
What he said,
thing.
Swerving.
That's my nigga. Yeah, you know I mean, I know that's, yeah. That's how I drive. I drive one my head behind a pillar. You can't see me, nigga. I'm my head behind a pillar. You don't know what I'm in the front. You see the seat in the back. You don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? When I'm driving behind
the
tent,
see that huge milk dug head of yours.
Yeah,
we see it.
Yeah. I got a tent though, and then you see the head. But then sometimes I put the visor down on them niggas. But I just was wondering. I got seen niggas doing the underhand driving, and I was wondering how.
No,
you
it's
know,
a reach. Like
is that
said.
A new phase? Like
no,
is it a red flag?
I think
should ladies
sure
be looking.
But
at
I'm
that.
Definitely going to be watching how people drive though.
Definitely.
Particularly men. Yeah.
I put my hands at the bottom though, and then use the one finger turn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one
I
finger
used to
turn.
Do that one finger turn.
That is so.
Yeah, that's strong.
That's accident
shit.
Waiting to happen.
I used to do the one finger turn in my daddy's '76. He called it Grey Goose. It was a long ass Chevy, but the steering wheel was like one of those
skinny
thin,
ones.
Skinny
mm-hmm.
kind of. I have my foot out the window. Pinky in that bitch.
Pinky.
Pinky in that.
That motherfucker
bitch.
Had power steering out the wood.
Oh my god! It was cool. So. It was just so.
And I make cars
up.
Like they ain't still anymore.
They don't. They don't.
That shit was
don't.
Long as fuck though.
Oh well. It is what it is. We got the folks coming in, man. Yo, this is another episode of No Advisory. We wilding the
it
motherfucker
was fun.
Out. This shit was very vibe-licious. Very vibe-licious.
It didn't go according to plan, but it went according to plan.
It's your, yeah, it's controlled chaos, man. It's your boy, Petty P, man. The boy next door, the dude from school, the jerk at work, with my mans to the right.
Mookie and Matroy, rockstar comedian of the world. Not just the city, but the world. It's your mans.
And I am Chocolate Diamond, a.k.a. Sha, a.k.a. the Charlotte's favorite BBW, a.k.a. Queen of the Knee Lick Nation.
One time for P5.
One time. It's No Advisory Podcast, and we out this joint.
Bang.
Bang.
What's up?
Yickety.
Wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast.
I'm going cash with it. I put the basket on the top and I'ma half with it. And if I got the Glock on the side, then I'ma cash it. I'm getting to the money and I stop and I'm too fast with it. If a bitch wanna play me, she better pay me. I got a lot of people bouncing out that shit acting crazy. But lately, bitches try to betray me, but they don't know I'm crazy. And lately, to the paper, I'm getting so fucking pay me. Play, hey, what you just trying to say? I got a lot of things on my brain, but I don't play. I got no time to talk about it, nor the movement to do the things you want me to, baby. So back up, I'm about to shoot.
Never ride around with your bitch, yeah. Never ride around with your bitch, yeah. Never ride around with your bitch, yeah.
bitch, yeah. Never ride around with your 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 bitch, yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You want to lay in my bed, come around me.
Monday, Tuesday, with a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, with a Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I fuck that shit, come around again with the gunplay. I come to your house and I open up your door, and I got to talk to your mom. That is my whore. Hold up, hold up, with a paw. Put your weed up in the air, smoking on that fucking loud, like I never ever cared. Well prepared, with a stare, look you in your fucking eye. Never try to take my life, because I'm equipped with a knife. Shoot it.
Never ride around with your bitch, yeah. 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 Holding the ruler, you know what I'm doing. I changed up the movement, the people is looting. You know what I'm doing, I'm shooting for the start. Going real hard, half of the people be coming off guard. When I hit them from the distance, and then it's they be coming off they car. Hold up, hold up. Shit. And I fuck your bitch, fuck that shit. She sucked this dick, she fuck with Nick. I'm a buster kid, I'm just sorry, loving it. And I live my life to fullest, and I pulled it. And I don't give a fuck about your bitch and your motion. I gotta take this shit over. Now I'm riding around with your bitch, yeah. 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 Now I'm riding around with your bitch, yeah.
On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You want to lay in my bed, come around me, come around me.